Hello.
Oh, hi, Joel.
Yes, this is Sam.
Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking. So I was just following up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Do you have the 0140 on file?
Let me look. It's 0231.
Oh, that's my other one. Okay, I'll make sure there's money on that by the end of the day, and then I call this number back. As well as for future, I would like to cancel the Facebook ads for right now. Not get money.
Oh, okay. So if you want to cancel the Facebook ads now, I can take them off, and that would reduce your past due amount to
$149. Oh, okay.
Yeah, let's do that, because I don't really want you to pay $249, because that will include a fresh batch of those ads, and if you don't even want them, you might as well save that money. So let me take those off. And then what I'll do is I'm here till 5 o'clock Mountain Time. So I'll try to process it again at the end of the day. If I have any trouble, I will call you. And then also, I'll send you my direct line. So that way, if anything changes, you can call me, okay?
Do you want to try to process payment real quick from my other card?
Okay, sure. Let's just do that. So let me go in here, and I'm ready for the new card number whenever you are, Joel.
5207.
Okay.
1100.
Okay.
9306.
Got it.
0140.
Okay.
Expiration 0428.
0428. Okay. And the code?
421.
And is this card still the East Hartford Avenue for the billing address?
Yes, 85022.
Got it. Okay, so let me go
ahead.
And
I would like to update my address with you guys. I've actually moved.
Okay, so let's see here. I got the green light for the payment, so you're all good to go there. How far away did you move?
A few miles. I'm still in D.C.
Okay.
I moved from Cape Creek and Bell to Union Hills and 21st Avenue. So I would say within 5 miles. Definitely within 10 miles, but 5 miles, yeah, probably about 5 miles.
Okay, so I'll send the new address over to that department and they can update everything. The reason I ask is your Google verification was tied into the East Hartford Avenue address. So
right,
sometimes
I know all that.
If you
verified.
Yeah, exactly. So if you're only a couple of miles away, I mean, since the address is hidden on the profile anyway, it might be good to just leave it alone, and then, you know, we would just update your address just for internal purposes, like if we ever needed it for billing or something like that. But if you want to...
Well, my thing there is I need to, when you go to look up my company, it says that the address is at 2311.
Oh, I see. Okay. You're right, because some of the citations, they'll have the address published, but on the Google listing, it's actually hidden. So let me put the new address in here, and I'll send it over to that department. So 1 second. I'll put revision requests. Please update address. Okay, go ahead. What's the new address?
2210 West Michelle, Michelle Drive.
Mm-hmm.
Easy State B, 85203.
0203. Good. I'm happy I read that back. I had it reversed. So it's 2210 West Michelle Drive, Phoenix, Arizona, 85023, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so I will have that updated, and when I send a revision over, they'll get it complete within 1 to 3 business days, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a great rest of your week, too.
You too. Bye.
All right, thank you. Bye.